And this afternoon, I'd like to lead a guided metta meditation. Metta, a Pali word, has a spectrum of meanings: benevolence, goodwill, kindness, friendliness. Ultimately, it moves towards an inclusivity of all living beings. So again, a bit like when we were talking about welcoming earlier, with the cultivation and practice of metta, we're inclining ourselves to include more and more beings within our field of kindness, of goodwill, of loving kindness. And this quality is both a quality of the mind, so a way of an attitude that we incline ourselves toward, as well as a quality of the heart. So not only is it a way we incline our mind to feel towards beings, if you like, it actually becomes more and more an embodied experience, a kinesthetic experience of kindness and goodwill, both to ourselves and to others. But what I'd like to do today is to align it more to the practice we've been doing so far. So aligning it much more to bringing it this attitude of goodwill, of kindness, of welcoming, to actually experience, to the phenomena that arise in awareness. So actually cultivating this attitude to the stimuli that we experience, whether that's body sensations, thoughts, whatever it might be. So that can also be external stimuli that come from the world around us, that we're actually able to incline ourselves to meet these stimuli that arise within awareness, these phenomena, from that perspective of kindness, of care. So it'll also have more of a flavoring of compassion and equanimity built into it. So the primary way we often approach metta meditation, the traditional way of doing it, is using phrases. And I will offer three phrases to support the practice. But really feel free to tune into phrases that you may already use yourself, or that you may feel are more appropriate, that actually meet your experience more fully in the moment. So two or three phrases is usually enough as an anchor. And the phrases become our anchor into the present moment. But they're not a mantra. Part of the practice is actually seeing and allowing the space for the phrase to resonate through the body mind, to see how it lands. And of course, when we engage in a practice like this, we can often find that what actually arises is the polar opposite of what it is we're trying to cultivate. This doesn't mean that we're doing the practice wrong. It's just highlighting what's actually there in the moment. And of course, then the invitation is to bring kindness to that, bring kindness to our rejection, our reactivity, our aversion. This too is included in our field of goodwill. Some people often find that actually engaging phrases just creates more thinking in the mind, and it's not the most helpful way of doing it. So, as part of the exploration of this practice, you might find actually that using imagery, particularly if you're more of a visual nature, can support cultivating this quality. So, we might visualize maybe a bright white light emanating from the heart that carries this quality of kindness, of goodwill, of well-wishing, of allowing, of loving kindness. and actually directing that bright light towards the phenomena, towards ourselves, and expanding that out towards others. So if you find that actually using phrases doesn't really work for you, you might want to explore whether actually using some sort of imagery actually is more supportive. Also, finally, some people are more kinesthetic. They can actually tune into a felt sense, maybe a memory of either being at the receiving end of loving kindness or some time when you were actually acted from and met somebody or some situation from that perspective. And you can actually tune into how that feels in the body and use that as a way of resting into the felt sense of metta and allowing that then to radiate towards experience, towards others from that perspective. So, really allowing yourself to see what works for you, to use this opportunity as a place of experimentation. If you're happy with phrases and it works, then that's fine. But if you find it just stimulates more thought, then maybe looking towards and seeing whether something more visual or something more kinesthetic, a memory that evokes that feeling within you, is more helpful. So, again, the invitation is to settle into a comfortable posture. And remembering that if the posture becomes uncomfortable, too uncomfortable to remain in at any point, that give yourself the permission as part of this meeting yourself with kindness to just mindfully and gently shift your posture to something that's more supportive. So maybe moving from sitting down to lying or to standing, whatever is actually going to support you in meeting your experience with care and kindness. And just taking some time just to allow yourself to settle into the posture, to connect with that sense of ground, of support. And the invitation of that just to release the weight of the body, to be supported by the earth. The invitation to soften any areas of holding, of tension, as much as is possible in this moment, without any demand. Just that kind invitation towards oneself. And then opening the attention out to the whole body and the posture, the space it is taking up. And just noticing how it feels to be this body right now. And then just noticing, what's the quality of the heart, of the mind right now? Just noticing what's present. Agitation, tiredness, ease, peacefulness. Desire for things to be different. Whatever it is, just noticing. Noticing if there's any sense of wishing yourself well, any sense of kindness towards yourself and your experience. And just connecting with the intention to cultivate an attitude of goodwill towards whatever is arising in experience. An attitude and a quality of heart that is grounded in kindness and care and welcoming. And just again tuning into the body and how it feels right now. Noticing if there's any difficulty, any challenge, discomfort, unpleasantness. And we can use the phrases or an image to start to meet that in our experience. The wish that we meet this with kindness. May I meet this moment with kindness. May I find peace in the midst of this. May I rest in well-being. Allowing space between the phrases just to see how they land, how they resonate in the body, mind, heart. Whatever the experience is, moment by moment. May I meet this with kindness. May I be at peace in the midst of this. May I rest in well-being. Inclining the mind, the heart, to meet this moment with welcoming. May I meet this with kindness. May I be at peace in the midst of this. May I rest in well-being. When the attention gets caught up in some aspect of experience, gently just noticing. And coming back to the phrases, the image, the memory, to anchor yourself again in the present moment, cultivating this quality of goodwill, of kindness, of the wish. Your own well-being in the midst of experience. The Buddha said, no matter how far one traveled, one would never find anyone more worthy of loving kindness than oneself. May I be at peace in the midst of this. May I rest in well-being. And gently expanding the intention to include all of us here together, this community of practice, this community of mutual care and support. Each person facing their own challenges with illness, pain, energy levels, disability, neurodivergence, and some degree of loss and grief and isolation that can come with that. And connecting with that deep wish that we all bring kindness, welcoming, care to our experience as it arises moment by moment. We each have our own specificity, but we also have our shared human experience. May we meet this moment with kindness. May we be at peace in the midst of this. May we rest in well-being. Cultivating this deep wish for our collective well-being. May we meet this moment with kindness. May we be at peace in the midst of this. May we rest in well-being. May we be at peace in the midst of this. May we rest in well-being. And gently expanding the attention out further to include our circle of connection, family, friends, carers. Acknowledging that each of them will have their struggles, aging, sickness, loss of things they hold dear, things happening that they'd rather didn't happen. But this is part of the human condition. And connecting with that wish that they meet their experience with kindness and care. May you meet this moment with kindness. May you find peace in the midst of this. May you rest in well-being. May you meet this moment with kindness. May you be at peace in the midst of this. May you rest in well-being. And expanding the attention out further to let this wish for well-being and peace and kindness to radiate out into the world, not needing to push it anywhere in particular, just that sense of it radiating out in front of you to all beings, to the front, that wish that all beings meet this moment with kindness. May all beings be at peace in the midst of this. May all beings rest in well-being, including all beings towards the right of you in this field of care and well-wishing. Expanding further to include beings to the behind you, allowing that well-wishing to radiate out. Expanding further to include all beings towards the left of you, and finally, including all beings above and below, this sense of this well-wishing that all beings meet this moment with kindness, that they be at peace in the midst of this moment, and that they rest in well-being, just radiates out from your heart in all directions, gently touching all life, all beings, with this deep wish. May all beings be at peace in the midst of this moment. May all beings rest in well-being. And slowly releasing. This radiation of goodwill, and just coming back to the felt sense of a tender heart. If it helps, you can place your hand on your heart. Connecting with the goodness of your intention to cultivate this attitude of well-wishing towards all beings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.